Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening. Welcome to It Is Time with Mark
and Mariah
Seebach. And we're here today, and we're going to be discussing in just a moment the message in the music. And it'll be your message that you get in the music when you listen to your favorite songs. And we definitely want to hear from you. I would like to start with being grateful to creation and spirit, and just a little thankful prayer that we give. And you can follow along if you'd like. It's very simple. All right.
Thank you, creation.
Thank you, spirit,
for the gift of this day. To honor this gift, I will live every moment as the present it is.
Namaste. Thank you so much for joining us today. In any event, we have some lyrics written down. We can't play the music yet because we haven't gotten releases, but we have a few, and I'd like to just start with one lyric. It comes from West Side Story, and I'm not really sure exactly of the song, but I call it One Heart, and it's when Tony and Maria are in the dress stop pretending that they're marrying. And here are the lyrics. Make of our hands one hand. Make of our hearts one heart. Make of our vows one last vow. Only death can part us now. Make of our lives one life. Day after day, one life. Now it begins. Now we start. One hand, one heart. Only death can part us now. The beauty of that is, don't know what to say. It touches my heart. How about yours? How about you, Mariah? What do you think about that one?
It is absolutely a beautiful song. The thing I love about that song the most is you don't have to be thinking about getting married to connect with that song. The words connect with you about different things that you're feeling. It doesn't have to be absolutely just that reason, and that's what makes it art to me.
Well, that's true, and it's so much. I found that the greatest prose written have been to music, and many times we won't listen because it's not our style of music. If it's a rock song and we don't like rock, well, we don't hear the words because we automatically turn off. But there are so many different songs and so many different genres that have the same type of message. And we've heard many times of the bad message that was sent that people reacted to. We can go through the mega negative things, but this is a positive show. This is about the positive emotions that are evoked by music, this particular one, and how each person has their own song and has their own harmony with different types of music, but they get the message, and they hear the message, and it inspires them. And that's what we're hoping to do today, share what inspires us, and hopefully you'll call us and tell us what inspires you. I wish I had a better voice or I'd sing some of these because they're so great. But truly, this is about you. This is about your connections to great music, what makes music great for you. So please call us. The numbers are on the screen if you're listening on BBS Radio. Unfortunately, my computer is down. I don't have those numbers, and hopefully we'll get those out to you as soon as I have a little break and I can get those numbers from Don. But please, please call. This show is yours. We're your hosts, but we're here to hear what you have to say. Because the positive is out there. The positive overwhelms the negative, but the negative is shown by the news. The negative is interpreted as being that which is common, when it's not.
And some of the greatest conversations ever had are talked about positive things. You don't have awesome conversations about negative ideals. You have the great conversations about things that you're passionate about, things you love, things that make you happy. And that's what we want to do. We want people to have their time to be able to talk about things that make them happy, because hearing other people talk about that makes other people happy. And so on, and just keeps going on like a chain like that, rather than all the negative things you hear on the TV or on the news or between the songs on the radio stations. We don't talk about this, you know, the smiles people have listening to these songs, or the feeling it makes them feel inside, or when you hear a song about people being in love, that person that you think of that makes you feel the same way. And it's, we need that. We need that in this world. We need to have those good moments to show our love for each other, because everyone's so scared of that, and we can't have that anymore. We have to talk about the good things, talk about the happy things that happen in each other's lives, and that's what songs do some of the time.
And that's what this, really, this show is about. It is time to drop the fear. It is time to embrace the love. It's nothing you don't already know. We're not here to teach you anything. We're here to remind you that the majority, the vast majority of people want love in their life, want to know that they're loved, want to know that their love means something, and it isn't just a strange emotion that doesn't mean anything, has no meaning. It's not reality. Truly, it is the reality. We've all been living in the illusion of fear. And Mariah's wise words just go to show why she is my co-host. She is my daughter, but she is my equal. She's but 22 years old, going on 122 or 1,022. She truly has been touched by Source, as have I, as have all of us. We're all brothers and sisters. We're all children of that Source. The Ascended Masters are our brothers and sisters. They are not our gods. There is but one that is the creation. And he created all of us, and we're all his sons and daughters. Or it's. I won't say his, I'm sorry. But it is our Source. And we are a part of that Source. It doesn't make us less as individuals to be a part of this one. It makes us more, so much more. And what the Source is love. You were created in love. You create with love. You destroy with those negative things. But we're not going to destroy anymore, okay, folks? Now is the time. It is time, quite frankly. There is no time left, all right? You are in the process of ascending. You are in the process of having your vibration raised. That's why you're so nervous. That's why you feel something's coming, but you're not sure what. And on that note, I'd like to read another set of lyrics from West Side Story. And on this one, it's actually called Something's Coming. And it's the first song by Tony in the film. And he's trying to tell Riff he's feeling something coming. He feels a miracle. And every one of us feel a miracle coming. And it's here. It really is. Just open your heart and you'll know it. All right. And just so you know, that the lyrics were all written by Stephen Sondheim. And he deserves the kudos. And if you haven't watched West Side Story in a while, go back and just leave all your perceptions of what you think it is. It's far more than a modern Romeo and Juliet story, my friends. If you really watch it with different perceptions, you will see. Well, here we go. Something's coming. Could be. Who knows? There's something due any day. I will know right away, soon as it shows. It may come cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block, on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle, dude, gonna come true, coming to me. Could it be? Yes, it could. Something's coming. Something good. If I can wait. Something's coming. I don't know what it is, but it is going to be great. With a click. With a shock. Phone will jingle. The door will knock. Open the latch. Something's coming. Don't know when, but it's soon. Catch the moon. One-handed catch. Around the corner, or just whistling down the river. Come on, deliver to me. Will it be? Yes, it will. Maybe just by holding still, it'll be there. Come on, something, come on in. Don't be shy, meet a guy, pull up a chair. The air is humming, and something great is coming. Who knows? It's only just out of reach. Down the block, on a beach, maybe tonight, maybe tonight, maybe tonight. And that's not what you're feeling right now. You're probably on the wrong station. But that's what everyone is talking about on BBS Radio. Some are saying it's coming. Some are telling you it's here. I'm one of the ones that's telling you it's here. Open your hearts. Feel it. Mariah, are you feeling it?
I do feel it, absolutely. I feel it when I see that movie that I like that it was like a Romeo and Juliet story, but in all actuality, to me, it is the story that there are good things coming to people. Hollywood has shown us so many times that when something's coming, it could be so horrible and so destructive and so bad that we can never survive it. But in actuality, some movies, some messages, some songs, a lot of them, not just some, a lot of them are saying, it's going to be good, it's going to be great, we can be happy. There can be peace, there can be happiness. We don't need to hear the news of tragedies going on around the world. Let's hear the news of happiness, parties, people enjoying each other's company. We don't need the individuality that you may be happy and you got to shut everybody else out to be happy. Happiness comes from everywhere. We block ourselves out with all these electronics and all these things going around us that shield us from bad things, but they shield us from the good things as well. And we need to feel that. We are so numb in this world. It amazes me. And people my age, it amazes us how numb our parents, our grandparents are. How not even 100 years ago it was so wrong to be homosexual. But we realize people aren't wrong. Things we do to people are wrong. To let people be the way they should be, that's what causes happiness. To be happy the way that they are in their lives, that causes other people happiness. We need to be together and not shun each other.
But then again, we don't want to be so happy we're just running around willy-nilly and not being aware of the true dangers that are out there. But it's a choice, really. It is the choice between fear and love. It's the basic choice. I said it last week. I'll say it every week. If you choose to fear, if you choose to not understand that love is much more powerful and that love will do away with your fear, because there is nothing to fear. This you need to be aware, not beware, not be afraid, just be aware. And so much many things are avoided if you are aware. And included in that awareness is the awareness of the total embrace of love that each and every one of us are exposed to every day. Every day you have a chance to do a good deed if you're aware of it. Every day you're giving that chance to increase your good karma, so as it were to speak, as long as you're aware. If you're not aware and you're tied up in what you need to do and so worried about this, that, and the other, you'll miss those opportunities that touch your heart and not only helping others, but others helping you. not because they're out to get anything for themselves, but because that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to help each other. We're not supposed to block us off and say, I'm not going to worry about him. I'm just going to worry about me and my family. That works. But are you truly, truly happy that way? Or do you start saying, I should have helped. I could have helped. Why didn't I? But I was just doing it so I could protect my family. But if you're thinking about what I could have, should have done, then actually that's what you should have done to begin with. But don't feel so bad about it that you beat yourself up, because the number one person you need to love is yourself. Okay? That's number one. You deserve your own love. I'm not saying that you go around kissing yourself and looking in the mirror all the time, but love yourself. You're worth it. You were created in the image of creation. And you brought that with you. You always have that. You can't run away from it. You are a co-creator. You are in the image of God. The ascended masters are your brothers and sisters. Remember that. You are not a sinner, okay? I don't care what they've been telling you all your life. You are not a sinner. You are someone who is learning this physical world. And when you so-called sin, that is a lesson. If you learn the lesson, you will not sin again. And you were always forgiven. You need to forgive yourself. You were always forgiven. You don't need forgiveness. You need to learn the lesson. Do you have any comments on that particular thing, Mariah?
Well, with the sinning part goes into the ideals of religion, which make me think automatically is when you sin, the idea is that you're going to go to hell. And what my dad's saying is that you need to forgive yourself, because we create our own hell by living in regret, by living in depression and sadness because we couldn't, we not couldn't, but didn't do the things that we knew we should have. That is the hell that people go to when they don't learn the lessons.
And you create it yourself. That's what, as Mariah said, she understands. Every moment in your life is an opportunity. That's why I'm grateful every day. And that's why I say that I'm grateful. And I live every moment. And Mariah lives every moment. And you don't miss anything when you live every moment. You're not on remote control. You live every moment, good and bad. Because the bad, the things that cause you pain, let you know you're alive. Doesn't mean that you seek it out. But then you know that there's a lesson to be learned. And what do I need to learn from this lesson? And it's not a lesson that I would teach you. It's not a lesson that Mariah would teach you. It's a lesson that you told yourself you needed to learn. And once you get it, you get it. And you don't have to revamp and go back and say, well, I should have learned this so many times before. No, it took you as long as it took you. But there's so much help for you personally. Okay? It's not people just giving you a hand and giving you a hand and giving you a hand. It's people giving you a hand for you to pick yourself up. It's people giving you a hand for you to understand that you are in charge of your sadness and happiness, and that you are giving yourself these feelings. No one else does anything to you, doesn't make you feel anything. Do you feel hurt if someone does something that you feel is against you, but then put yourself in their shoes? Were they trying to hurt you? Was it their intent? If it wasn't, then let it go. Because it was only you giving yourself this feeling. Now, if someone's evil enough to try to do something to you, and not that they're evil, but that intent is evil and trying to hurt you, then not only shouldn't you feel bad about it, you should say, no, you're not in charge of my feelings. I won't allow you to do this. And look at yourself, because you've just brought this bad thing onto yourself. I reflect it back to you and let them deal with it, because they're the ones that had that intent. Okay? They will have to pay for that.
And evil isn't like a mystical power that demons have or anything. Evil is negative energy. We're not saying if somebody is actually being, what's the word, maleficent?
I'm not sure, but...
Like trying really hard just to be a
malevolent.
Bad, malevolent, thank you.
Sure.
Someone is being malevolent, but it's just all negative energy. Doubt, having doubt, that can be considered evil. You know, it's just negative energy because negative energy feeds off more negative energy. Anything that feeds off something else is its own essence, and bringing that into your life creates more of it.
And it draws it. That's why we're positive, so we're going to leave the negative alone and draw back in the positive. Here we go. Okay, we're back on the positive note. That negative tries to sneak in there all the time, but we're not going to allow it, okay? We're here for positive because it is positive. Yes, everything is to be balanced in the universe, but for so long now, we've been unbalanced to the negative. So, okay, you've done your negative thing. Let's all do positive. Let's all think positive. Let's create a miracle. And I think Mariah has a lyric. And give kudos to who it's by and who wrote it.
I know.
Okay, dear.
Okay, on that note, it brings me to a song written by Nickelback, and you can find it on the All the Right Reasons album. It's called If Everyone Cared. So here it is. From underneath the trees, we watch the sky, confusing stars for satellites. I never dreamed that you'd be mine, but here we are. We're here tonight. Singing amen, I'm alive. Singing amen, I'm alive. If everyone cared and nobody cried, if everyone loved and nobody lied, if everyone shared and swallowed their pride, we'd see the day when nobody died. And I'm singing, amen, I'm alive. Amen, I'm alive. And in the air, the fireflies are the only light in this paradise. We'll show the world that they were wrong and teach them all to sing along. Singing, amen, I'm alive. Amen, I'm alive. If everyone cared and nobody cried, if everyone shared, and everybody loved, and nobody lied, if everyone shared and swallowed their pride, we'd see the day when nobody died. If everyone cared and nobody cried, if everyone loved and nobody lied, if everyone shared and swallowed their pride, we'd see the day when nobody died. And as we lie beneath the stars, we realize how small we are. And if they could love like you and me, imagine what the world would be. If everyone cared and nobody cried, if everyone loved and nobody lied, if everyone shared and swallowed their pride, we'll see the day when nobody dies. We'll see the day. We will see the day when nobody died. We'd see the day. We'll see the day when nobody dies.
And that's so true. That's so true. And those listening, I'd like you just for a second to think of all the drama in your life, all those things that you go through every day, and just seems like it's never-ending drama, and this, that, and the other thing. Then think how much of that drama was created by not telling the truth. Not necessarily lying, but sparing someone's feelings.
Miscommunication.
Or lack thereof. No communication. This is one of the things that we've lost as human beings in this society, is one-on-one, eye-to-eye, true communication. We don't want to tell people things because it'll hurt their feelings. But we'll tell someone else, and then when it gets back to that person takes it as gossip, and they're hurt very badly. Why are they hurt? Because you didn't love them enough to tell them the truth at the time. So the whole point was lost. You tried to spare their feelings, and what did you do? You hurt them even worse. Think about those things. it's not a negative thing. It's the way we are. We want to spare people. We want to say, I don't want my dad to know this because if he knows this, he'll get mad at me, or he won't respect me anymore, or he'll punish me, or I can't tell my wife that I spoke to this woman because I kind of felt something for her, but we connected on a friendship level. And no, be honest. Be honest with your feelings. Be honest with your heart. Will it be hard? Sure it will. And it's not even hard. Actually, it's easy, because then you don't have to remember all these lies and miscommunication, because you have nothing to hide. If you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to fear. If you have nothing to fear, you have all to love. So here we go. We're back to love again. And it's not just, ooh, you're a beautiful person and I want to spend my life. No, you have your mother and father love. You have your son-daughter love.
Sister and brother love.
Sister and brother love. Which truly is most important, because we are all sisters and brothers.
Pet and owner love.
Yes, yes. Those that depend on us love.
Well, that's not even just about depending. It's like you can feel the love between people. You can feel the love between animals. You can feel the love between people and animals.
Yeah, you can feel the love. That's the real thing. You can feel the love. It's there. It's always been there. You block yourself from it. When you're blocking from people hating, when you're blocking from not feeling pain, when you're blocking from not feeling your emotions because you're afraid you'll be hurt, if you don't feel pain, are you alive? That's the question. What is pain? It's a signal to you that something's going on that you need to take care of, whether it be emotional, spirit, or physical. It is a symptom. It is a warning. But it's not something to fear. It's not something to push away. It's not something you want to embrace unless you're a masochist. But it's something that's there. It lets you know you're alive. If you're just numb your whole life, how will you ever know that you lived? That's the question. If you don't experience bad things, how do you know that you had good things? There's always a balance. And yet, the understanding is that the balance will come. But you need to allow the balance to come. If you just keep blocking the bad, what we consider bad, or the not necessarily the negative, but the things that would not make us happy, it stops us all the more from being happier. Because you limit your happiness by limiting your pain. Because it'll only go as far as the opposite. So if you have a small amount of pain, the bounce back from that is a small amount of relief. And back and forth and back and forth. And it's a balance. It's the way the universe is. It's a balance. But as I said, right now, at this time, the energy of good, the energy of creation is flowing, 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 and it's increasing on a daily level. It's increasing exponentially. Open up to it. This is your source power. This is who you are. Feel it. Love it. It loves you. It will always love you. I am never going to use the word... No, I forgot it because I'm never going to use it. All I have to do is say on love. Leave unconditional out of it. A very wise man that I have communicated recently told me, unconditional love is an oxymoron. Leave the unconditional out. Love is unconditional. Always has been. Always will be. Yes, Mariah, did you have something to add?
I have a suggestion if people aren't feeling the flow as we are feeling it. If you ever experienced walking on the sand on a beach on your bare feet, how good that feels. Or when you're a child and you play in the grass in your bare feet and you feel how that feels. We were so blocked off by all this pavement and sidewalk and things, we don't have that connection to the earth anymore. If you feel you can't find that connection, go out somewhere, take your shoes off, and connect with the true earth again and feel it. Try, like, yes, it is imagining, because everything we create has been imagined before we've created it. You can't, you know, you can't have it without imagination. So imagine you feel the warmth of the sun. Imagine you feel the earth between your toes. Imagine you feel immense amount of love, because it is there. It is there. You have to make your mind realize it and stop blocking it. And you'll feel it just as strongly as we feel it.
And here's another tool that may help you if you're having a problem connecting with this. I want you to think of your most joyous moment in life, no matter when it was in your life. It might have been your wedding day. It might have been a birthday. It might have been a Christmas. It might have been having nothing to do with gifts of any kind other than just love.
First time you fell in love.
The, what that felt like. The hug of a grandfather that you love so much, and just that connection. Whatever that was, take that memory. It's yours. It's not mine. It's not Mariah's. It's not anyone else's but yours. Remember that feeling, that love, that total encompassing love. It's yours. Own it. Okay? It's yours. Savor it. It's yours. Keep it. And anytime you start feeling down, call up that feeling. Call up that moment and say, this is who I am. This is how I want to feel. This is my love. And it will continue. And what happens is you start smiling. And when you smile, the people that meet you either say, what the hell are you smiling about? And then you tell them, and then they'll either frown at you, and they don't deserve to smile until they figure it out, or they'll smile too. And they said, that's beautiful. That's cute. Isn't that nice? Yeah, it's cute, it's nice and all that, but what do you care? Because you're feeling good. You're feeling yourself. That is who it is. You're connecting with you. So please call in. Come on, we're waiting to talk to you. I mean, this is great, but we talk to each other each day. So, you know, we can let you in on a lot of things, but, geez, we want to hear from you guys. And if we're talking to ourselves, that's okay, too, because we love each other. We love the message. So please come. Join us. Call in as soon as you can. I'm sure the lines are open because we're not getting any beeps. So please call in, and I wish I could give the numbers. Unfortunately, my computer died. It will be up by next week, but give us a call. Just want to say hi. If you don't want to connect, if you don't want to talk, just say hi, how you doing, whatever. Give us a call. See if our energy can reach you.
Tell us a song that touches your heart.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what the subject of today's thing is.
You don't have to know all the lyrics. I mean, we pulled these lyrics so that you would know the connection that we feel with them. And
mm-hmm.
We want to know the same thing with you. If you just know the title of the song, if you don't even know the title of the song, you just know the way that it sounds, let us know. Like, we're sharing this information with you. Share information with us. That's how we all grow. And we need to grow together. So we hope that's what you'll do. Join us and grow with us.
And if you think you're grown enough, that's okay, too. Share with us what you know that has brought you to this level. That you're grown. You know. Tell us what you know. Tell others what you know. Not what you believe. Not what you think. What you feel is what you know.
Thing too is we're not trying to surprise you with anything we're saying. We're trying to hit that one moment that clunks in your mind, and you're like, oh yeah, I already knew that. And then you realize, oh, I already knew a lot of things.
Right. Yeah, because New Age, what they call New Age, is not New Age. Never was New Age, but it was a nice thing to call something that people thought was different, was out there, was on the fringe. Sorry, folks. This is old wisdom. We've unlearned it. We've been taught. It's been taught out of us. Okay? You've been taught. You are just one person. You can't do this. You can't do that. Oh, what are you, crazy? If you can't think like that? Well, you know what? Yeah, you can. And you know what? It's the way you were meant to be. You have been brainwashed by everything up until this point in your life. And if you don't think so, just think about it. Think about what you've been taught. And all the science you've been taught that seems to be crumbling now.
All the social skills we've been taught, how to deal with other people.
And it's been based on being defensive, protecting. Gotta worry about that other guy. They're gonna hurt you. They're gonna do that. No, they're not. They just want to live. But they'll put on the face that they've been taught that they need to put on to be macho. I can take care of myself. I can beat anybody up. Or the girls, you can't have my guy. He's my guy, and he's my possession. No, nobody's anybody's possession unless you're illegally slaving people, and shame on you if you're doing that. You should go to jail forever, whatever. But you will pay. You're going to pay. Nobody gets away with anything, all right? And it's not that there's a punishment involved. You punish yourself. I've already said it earlier. Every time you are guilty, every time you think, oh, damn, I screwed up, and you do it over and over. You keep telling yourself the same things over and over again, and pretty soon you don't think you're worth much of anything because you've been so busy telling yourself how bad you are. Well, am I somebody that can tell you you're not bad? Yes, I am. Why? Because you're my brother and you're my sister. How else do I know that? Well, because God doesn't make bad things. The creation doesn't make bad things. The creation takes into account all things and loves, okay? There are no unintended consequences with creation. It's only those who would pseudo-create, who would say, I am as good as God. I can create. And what I create is better than what God would create. Pardon me? Then you have unintended consequences. Then things don't work out quite right. Then you have weird animals running around. Because man thought, ooh, I can do just what God did, and I'll just put this thing into this thing, and look at this DNA. We stick a couple more. Oh, look, we got a spider monkey that's really a spider. Holy crap, now we got a real spider monkey that's poisonous running around. But is that science fiction? Could be. Could it be science fact, too? Certainly, because we got nuts out there who think they are God. And when truth is, they are, but they don't have to create in the laboratory. We can create every day. We can create a miracle every day because you have the power to do that. And it's a power that you know how to use. It's a power you know how to use in a good way. It's not something that can be abused or perverted. The perversion of it is those things that man would do to be God. Well, although we are all together part of creation and co-creators, when we take it upon ourselves with our ego and say, we are, or I am the creator, I know in this science that my theory is the only one, so this theory will be what is taught in the schools. Well, that's not necessarily the truth theory, but your ego certainly says it is, so... And we agree with you, so we're going to teach that in the schools and all other theories. It's still just a theory. It's not, whether it proves out mathematically or not, I can tell you in 100 years, something exactly diametrically opposed to that theory will be proven as right. It doesn't mean that that one wasn't right at the time to that observer. It just means that no one knows all truth. No one will ever know all truth. Only creation will know all truth. If you want to call that the mystery of creation, fine. But you'll be given what you need to know when you're ready. And when you're ready, you'll understand that that knowledge has been given and that truth is truth. And it may not be the truth in the next moment, but for that moment it is the truth. And it goes on like that through your whole life. And you need to understand that right now, is the very beginning of the influx of energy that is going to transform this world into what it was meant to be. If you don't wake up, if you don't get into vibration of love, if you continue to let yourself be blocked and don't hear the message in the music, whatever that is, if you don't feel it, you need to start opening to it. It's not a warning. It's not. You need to be aware that it's happening right now, folks. If you haven't felt it, you will. I'm not special. Mariah isn't special. Have we awakened? Yes. But that doesn't make us special. All it means is that we had an alarm clock that went off before yours if you haven't awakened yet. You're all waiting to awaken and feel this and become part of it. Just don't let the outside world block you from it. Don't let someone else tell you what your truth is.
Don't think that things can't change, that this is the way it has to be because it's the way people are living. No, it's the way it is because people are living that way. If people change the way they're living, it's going to change the way it is. So this isn't the way it has to be.
That sounds complicated, but it's really quite simple. It really is. Enlightenment is simple. Carrying it off is not easy just because of everything you've been trained with. But the enlightenment part, everything, what you find out with enlightenment, everything was right there in front of your nose. All you had to do is open your eyes. And that's what the awakening is you actually open your eyes and say, whoa, look, what's right here? And it's been here all along. It's not up in the sky. It's not out in the universe. It's right here. It's always been right here. And let's see. We're talking about songs, right? There's a song that I'm trying to get that will be played weekly on the show, and it kind of like the theme song. But all I'm going to give you is the phrase that is the chorus, and see what you think. If this is suitable for this time, I call it. It is time. So it is time, and since it is time, the time is now. So the name of the song is A Time in a Word. It was written and composed by David Foster, who since 1970, when he wrote and composed this song, has gone on to write many, many great songs, hits, for many, many different genres of music. In this particular case, it was written and performed by Yes. I mean, written by David Foster, but performed by Yes, who was a musical group back in they came up through the 90s too, but they were started in the late 60s and through the early 70s. But the chorus for this, I'll give you the chorus for the song is, there's a time, and the time is now, and it's right for me. It's right for me, and the time is now. There's a word, and the word is love, and it's right for me. It's right for me, and the word is love. And that is the chorus over and over again, but it's sung beautifully. But it's so succinct. Now is the time, folks. Now is the time. Say, love is the word, and it's right for me. It's right for me. It's right for you. It's right for all of us. It is what we are. It is the creative force. It is the God force. It's love. It's there. It's for you. And if you love, you don't fear. Are you still have discernment? Yes. And do you still hope and pray that the negative things? Yes. And you can change it, actual change it, with love in your heart and not being greedy and not saying, all for me, all for me, what about me, what about me? When you say, what about those poor people who aren't having bread today when I have bread? What about those people who don't have water today? I have water. That's love. That's compassion. And whether you give it or not, you're giving the notion of those people receiving it. And in that, they will receive it. Maybe not from you, but someone else. When you offer a helping hand, whether it's to hold the door open or just a smile, you're transforming a physical act into an act of love. And you'll see the people smile, and people will smile back, and they'll take that smile, and it's kind of like a yawn. If you haven't noticed, yawns are contagious. Well, smiles are contagious, too. And they not only mess with the muscles on your face, they mess with your emotions. And they make you happy. When you see someone smile, it makes you smile, no matter what the reason. Even if you're in a bad mood, try to stay in a bad mood and so everybody around you smiling. Except you might say, yeah, they're all laughing at me. Well, get out of that mindset and say, well, I guess there's something to be happy about because everybody's smiling. So, what do you got to add, Mariah? Got anything good?
No.
Oh, come on.
That sounded really good. That was pretty much right on point with what I was thinking. Good job.
Well, let's see. What else do we have? I got one more from also from West Side Story that I have written down. Somewhere is the name of the song. And it's for all of you folks that are worried that, yeah, I have the love, but I still have the fear of letting people know that I have this love. I'm afraid. Well, this is Somewhere. And also by Stephen Sondheim. And it is, there's a place for us, somewhere a place for us, peace and quiet and open air waits for us somewhere. There's a time for us, someday a time for us, time together, time to spare, time to learn, and time to share. Someday, somewhere, we'll find a new way of living. We'll find a way of forgiving. Somewhere, there's a place for us, a time and place for us. Hold my hand, and we're halfway there. Hold my hand, and I'll take you there. Somehow, someday, somewhere. That somewhere is here. That someday is now. And somewhere is everywhere. Somehow is with love. And as I said, someday is now, folks. We'll find a new way of living because we need to. We have to survive. And that's the only way, the only new way of living is with total love, without fear. And I don't know how else to phrase it. If you have a better way of phrasing it, you want to argue with me, great, call me, let's argue.
And the other thing is, don't sit and wait for this to happen to you.
Oh, no.
If we're going to live like this, there are going to be those out there that are going to say, no, we're going to control these people. We're going to make these people do what we want them to do. We can't let go. We have to fight. You have to fight for freedom. Freedom isn't free. You have to fight for people that you love to keep them in your life because everybody moves on their own path. You have to fight to get people to trust you. We have to stand up, all of us together, one hand, one heart, and hit with one fist against the negative energies that are trying to stop this from happening, but can't, because we are the many, we are the good, we will fight to the death to live in a world that right correctly as one all together. It's great to be individuals and to have individual interests, but when it comes down to it, all of our souls, we all are part of one thing, and all of us have to fight to be safe, be happy, be here against the negative.
Let me just say, and in the word fight, I call myself Yellow Lightning Warrior, and my weapons are love and truth. Love is my shield and my reflector in that it will reflect and block fear. It will blind fear with the light of love. And truth is a sword. It cuts through the entanglements of falsehoods. It illuminates that which is untruth and has been hidden. So we're not talking about going out and knocking heads. We're not talking about taking up guns. We're talking about opening your heart and loving and forgiving. Because those that hate and live on fear do not understand love, are afraid of love, will run from the light because they live by falsehoods. They don't want truth. They can't live to truth. They can't live with integrity. They can't understand it. They fear it. They flee from it. So the battle's already won, my friends. Just a question of, will you take on the light that is truth, that is integrity? Are you tired of, I can't believe what these people are doing?
The BS in the world.
Yes, the BS in the world. That's good. That cuts to the chase, and that's what it is. It's the illusion. It's the illusion that we have to worry about a little country that can barely feed its own people is going to destroy this country. Or that some few of those from that country will come here and destroy this country. Are you cowardly? Are you as cowardice as these who have never fought in war, but who send our people to war? I don't think so.
Well, those are the few that will destroy our country. We're worried about people way far away coming to destroy us when it's our own brothers, people we put in these positions that are going to destroy it.
And it's not going to happen, okay? It's not going to be allowed. There's nothing to do with violence. It's not going to be allowed. The children have run things long enough. It's time for the grown-ups, okay? And we're not talking, I'm not saying this in a bad way. I mean, they have real life worries and fears and fine, but you don't run a country with fear. You run it with discernment and understanding and knowing that communication is number one. And you be open in your communication, and you hope that whoever you're treating with is open in their communication, and you use discernment, and you be aware. You don't fear, you don't automatically discount what someone else says, but you do it where the truth is out there. And we are patriotic Americans, my daughter and I. We are Americans. But we're also citizens of this world. And we're also part of human being species. And that's what's so important right now. This isn't just about America. It's not just about the North American Union or whatever they're talking about doing, or any other single country, or even one single human being. It's about a whole species. Are we going to survive? Or are we going to let it...
Are we going to fall silently into the night?
Right. Are we going to allow someone to destroy us? Or are we going to say, stop? Take their toys away. Say, you guys aren't responsible enough to have access to these things. We are the people. We control what happens. As long as we stand up and say...
And don't allow things to go over our heads.
Right. We got to stop saying, oh, well, let them take care of it. That's what they're hired to do. No, we need to be on them. We need to show them and say, yeah, you work for us, folks. We don't work for you. We are not your wage slaves. We're not here just to give you tax money to spend on things that destroy. Our tax money is to support us, our infrastructure. Rebuild our bridges that are falling down. Rebuild our roads that are falling apart. Rebuild our hospitals. Rebuild those things that support the people of the United States. And I would say that for the world. Those things that bring water, clean drinking water to people. Those things that bring good, nutritious food to people so that they may live in peace, in harmony, and love. No more war. There's no need for war. If we have individuals in space, certain places that are intent on being violent, deal with them as a whole, as the whole world saying, bad boys.
And the thing to think about it, too, is the actions, and we say we because we are responsible for the people that we give the power to.
Right, and just so you think, well, it's not me fighting in Iraq, it's my government. I'm sorry. Your government is you. You are complicit in everything that your government does.
And if you do not think so, realize this, the rest of the world does.
That's right.
They see an American, they see George Bush. They see you smiling, having a good time. They think you are being happy over the death over hundreds of thousands of people.
Right. And you are, as I am, as every American is, responsible. Whether we think it was a good cause or not, regardless.
And the things that we do today create our enemies in the future. The things that we are destroying, their children will come back with the ideas that all we do is destroy.
So that's why we want positive message. That's
yes.
Why we want people to start looking on the positive side.
We don't want to create enemies for the future. We want to create alliances for the future. We want everyone to be together.
I think we have a call. We have a caller. All right, so we're about ready to say goodbye. Have a great day, folks. Please remember to be thankful for every minute. And
listen to your music. Listen to the messages all around you.
And we'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.